It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
The grains put in a pretty ugly performance on Monday with most of the market sharply lower and with soybeans and soybean oil finishing limit down. A lot of the selling was again due to headlines that hit the marketplace. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the markets.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Well, it seems like chasing headlines continues to be the main theme as far as the grain markets are concerned. Monday's market gapped sharply lower off of news that we could be looking at the possibility of a delay with the meeting with between China and the U.S. Of course, that did get to become a little bit more formal at the end of the day. We also did see some reports coming from the meeting between the two top executives from the U.S. and China that took place in Paris. Whereas China did come in and they did commit to staying with what they have promised to buy from the U.S., and that is the 25 million metric ton per year for the next 3 years. They also said they're interested in buying more U.S. egg products and that they would like to buy other row crops other than soybeans from the U.S. Of course, that should have helped support the corn market. It did add an extra layer of pressure into the soybeans as it had everybody believing that they were not looking at buying more soybeans. It's unlikely, since they are slowing down their purchases or their import from Brazil, that it's likely they are going to buy more soybeans from the U.S., but at what point, that is undetermined. It is still likely this meeting is going to take place. It's just going to be delayed and a little further down the road. That will certainly help bring some more stability into the marketplace, but at this point, it will take the actual meeting before this market's going to feel good, or at least try to bring back most of what we lost here as far as the delay of the meeting. Overall, it was a knee-jerk reaction to a little bit of news. This market still continues to chase headlines, and that just means the volatility is still very high as far as the markets are concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.